Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. Somebody here from that number here, you, called to ask us. They wanted to confirm that they were going to be showing up at our place to install a dishwasher. But their words were, please call me back if you have any questions or want to confirm. So that was confusing. I'm calling to make sure that they're going to be there between 8 to 10 on Monday to install our dishwasher.
Okay. Yes, sir. That is our automated system. So let's get a look at your order. May I have that Best Buy order number, please?
I don't have that information right now.
Okay. Phone number of 248-210-7267. Is that the phone number listed on
correct.
The order?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Bear with me while I pull that up in our system. It takes a little longer to search by phone number, but it will pull the information up, okay?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Still waiting on it to load.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I said the order is still loading. I'm still waiting on it to load.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, if you'll verify the name and address that's listed on the order for me, please.
Should be Colette, last name Sempura, C-E-M-P-U-R-A, address 5708 Berwick Court, Clarkston, Michigan, 48346.
Okay. And you're scheduled for Monday. And it's going to be, like you said, it's between the hours of 12 and 2. Wait a minute. Walter may have called you, though. Yep. Walter has made a change. It is between 8 and 10.
Is that 8 and 10 in the morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The guy that's coming, is named Walter?
Walter is the manager. It's going to be one of his
okay,
technicians.
Okay, no other questions? Okay. No other questions? We're all good between 8 and 10.
Between 8 and 10, they will call you 30 minutes prior to arriving.
Does it matter if somebody answers when they call?
No, they still proceed on. But someone definitely needs to answer the door when they arrive.
Oh, I will. The problem is the phone number on the account is my wife's. And my wife's a teacher, of which during school day, she never even looks at the phone. You know what I mean?
All right. So, well, that's not a problem. One moment. It's two numbers on here. We have a 248-210-7267. Who number is that?
That's my wife, Colette.
Okay. Then the next number I have is 248-490-2138. Who number is that?
That number's wrong. That's
okay.
Supposed to be my number, but that number's wrong.
All right. What's your number?
248-790.
Okay.
2138.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make your number the primary number, and I'm going to make her number the secondary number. So they will call you first, and if you don't answer, then they'll call your wife.
All right. Well, they never call me, so I think they just want to get the phone call out of the way because they're still going to do their work anyways, I hope. So.
They're going to do the work, but since you're going to be the one at the house, I'll make your number primary and her secondary. So you will get the call when they're 30 minutes out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anything else I can do
Thank
for you.
You
today?
No, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO. You enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.